Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hi. Every time.
And also with us, from the World's Finest True Believers podcast, we've got Chris.
Hey, everyone.
We're on the sixth issue of this Man of Steel miniseries comic arc. I don't know why I was pausing there. If you'd like to...
Dramatic effect.
Say what? Yeah.
Dramatic effect.
If you'd like to check out our previous coverage, go check out our last five issues or episodes.
In fact, don't do that. Just start here because you'll totally be able to understand what's going on.
Yeah. So we start out this issue and Superman is coming back to Smallville, flying into Smallville, but he has to pretend like he's still Clark Kent, a human.
The bus.
So he flies super fast into the bus station and comes
while changing his clothes.
I mean, he does that normally.
But it says he comes through the crowd, right? How much of a crowd could there be at the bus station at Smallville where they would have not noticed this guy that was not on the bus the whole time?
It's Smallville International Bus Terminal. Oh, wait a minute. That doesn't make sense.
No. But there is Jonathan and Martha. They're there to pick him up, you know, to keep up appearances, which I do find funny because later on in like comics, whenever Clark does come home, he just comes right to the farm. And then.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
They don't worry about the semantics of it all. So.
Yeah. It's easier that way.
Yeah.
Life's a lot simpler.
It really is. They're home. They're having a good old, family dinner.
I just like to say real quick before we get to the dinner part, having driven with, you know, three adult people in the, cab of a pickup truck, as big as Superman is, that would have been a very uncomfortable ride.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Well, especially, yeah, yeah. But I would assume that they're used to it.
Yeah, probably.
Well, because, I mean, he's not much bigger than when he was 18.
True.
And I'm assuming he didn't have a car.
I was going to say, maybe Clark should have, spent some of that big prize money from being a reporter on buying himself a car, but...
Well, and then maybe this is why that... They asked him to, instead of coming into the bus station and having them pick him up, just come to the house.
Look, it's not that we don't enjoy coming and picking you up, just you're too big to ride in the truck anymore, go. Just.
I mean, they could have thrown him in the bed. They'd been fine.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so they have a dinner. They're just, I think, what was it? Somebody brings up Lois, and Clark is just like, well, she is something special, but I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen? I got to be Superman, and I do care for her, but...
But she doesn't like Clark because he stole a story from her one time.
and Clark didn't graduate high school, so...
God damn, man.
Drilling that in, man.
Hey, look, you just make sure you tell Tommy that his superhero is a high school dropout.
That might not be...
And according to Superman Returns, a deadbeat dad.
Yeah. So Clark is having trouble sleeping. So he decides to get a late night snack. And it looks like he's going to take the whole pie.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he was just going to take a piece, but I like to imagine him just taking the whole pie. Because why not?
That's what I would have done.
But before he can actually cut into it, we get, and what we know as a Kryptonian, an image portrayed in front of Clark. And it's Jor-El. It's his dad. But he doesn't know that. He has no recollection of who this is because he's speaking an alien language, Kryptonian. And Clark's just like, okay, what's going on? And as Jor-El touches him, Clark is thrown into a vision where he sees other Kryptonians, and he runs into Laura. And what's interesting is that Laura even says, like, you're not Jor-El, but I see him in you, that you are my son. What ends up happening is he kind of starts to come out of the vision, and he's in the middle of a field standing in front of Lana Lang, his high school sweetheart.
His best friend, lifelong best friend.
And, I mean, there were, you know, a couple too.
Lovers, as it were.
I don't think they ever made it that far.
Well,
you can see that she's still walking on both legs, and
anyway, this interaction here is Lana basically saying, like, I hadn't been, you know, I just got back to Smallville. I left shortly after you left because of what you did to me. And he's like, wait, what I do? What do you mean? And she explains that, you know, the night that he left Smallville, he went to go talk to her, and he revealed to her his abilities, which Lana just thought it was going to be just a nice romantic night. They were going to go steady or something. Again, this was whatever. Oh, here we go. It was 10 years ago. So it's been 3 years of him being Superman. Because it's been 7 years. Yeah, anyway, math is hard. Just push it aside. She had thought that they were going to... Oh, she thought he was going to propose to her because they went on a nice romantic walk, and then he shows her what he can do, and she had no idea what to do. Like, she was taken aback by it. Apparently, she fell into meth, because if you look at her picture from 10 years ago to now, she's got the sucking cheekbones. I'm sorry.
Damn.
I love Lana. Lana's awesome.
She's got green eyes, so at least there's that.
So, but she knew right from that moment that she could never have Clark. Clark was going to be bigger. His character of Superman is bigger and more important to the world than just, I hate to say being tied down, but than just one person.
One woman can't take control of him, or can't be all in his life. That's basically what she was trying to say. She knew that one woman wouldn't be enough for him, and so he wanders out to his spaceship thinking about everything that she said. Visions of Lois dancing in his vision.
Sugar plums in his head.
Yeah.
I knew you'd go with that.
Yep. And he gets to the ship, but the ship's gone. Bum, bum, bum. And then Jor-El shows up again.
And this time
those no trespassing signs didn't work.
Yeah. Nope.
Rat.
Yeah. Not only did somebody come take the ship, but now there's a ghost that's trespassing too. Bunch of jerks.
So he's, Clark's like, freaking out. He's down on his, like, he's getting up pictures of, like, everything, every thought that could possibly have went through his head, all the information and knowledge and stuff.
Yeah, Jor-El is basically downloading all of the Kryptonian history into Clark's mind. It's kind of putting him, is too much for him at the moment. Jonathan is able, like, Lana tells them, or Lana tells the Kents that, Clark went flying over here. So Jonathan had an idea of where he could be. And so they both follow. They see this image, this ghostly image of Jor-El harming their son. So he
gets out a shovel and goes to beat it over the head.
And miraculously it works.
Yeah, this was another image. Now, I've read The Death of Superman multiple times. It's one of my favorites.
Wait, Superman dies?
Just one time.
Just, are you sure?
Yep.
Not necessarily.
Does any superhero just die one time?
Superman doesn't.
But this image is almost the... I remember this image in the issue 500 of Adventure Comics when Jonathan and Superman are trying to save each other. There's an image similar to this. So whenever I see this, I always jump to that because that was one of my first memories of reading Superman in the comics. Like I said, I've read that numerous times. So it's nice to see that they, even years later, were still paying homage to what was essentially the Superman origin story. Because this was from 86 to probably early 2000s, maybe even mid 2000s. This was the origin story for Superman. They didn't change it or tweak it until I want to say Secret Origin with the was that Jeff Johns and Gary Frank? That doesn't sound right. Gary Frank does. I just can't remember the art writer. But yeah, like this is the fact that they still focus on these issues as being similar to the Batman ones of year one, where no matter what the story is, this was the beginning. This was the definitive beginning of these heroes. And they'll touch on it from time to time for the years to come. So I did like that, but yeah, we're going back. So basically it ends with Superman saying that, hey, I know where I'm from, but I have to process this information. And he goes and he lands on top of this mountain, basically talking about how he is the last son of the planet Krypton. And, you know, but I was born here on Earth, so I'm American. And it's another iconic image of Superman just standing there with his cape flowing and the rocks below him smoking or who knows why.
I think they're steaming because I think he's, warmer than the rest of the atmosphere around him because he's up in Antarctica or something.
He's somewhere. But that's how we end this issue, and that's how we end the miniseries. Like I said, I've loved Superman. This is one I haven't read in some time. I really did enjoy it. Rereading it was great. I saw a couple things with the mysterious figure popping up that I don't recall. And then, you know, finding out that Superman didn't graduate high school is really disappointing. This is the...
He's gonna take that to his grave.
This is the bacon all over again.
He's going to ride it to its grave. What are you talking about?
Chris, what'd you think of this?
No, I enjoyed it. I like just kind of how it is the post-crisis. We're going to say this is our version of Superman. I definitely equate it. I think it's very similar. At least it felt like Tomasi was definitely trying to channel that when he did his rebirth run.
Yes.
Trying to channel his Burns. I mean, Byrne pulling both writing and penciling duties is what he's known for. You know, just it's still impressive.
Yeah, you don't get that as much as you used to. I think the closest one we have anymore is Brian Hitch, and even then, when he does that, it takes him forever, which sucks because I like his writing and I like his art. But the Justice League book that he was on for the little bit after Rebirth, just it took forever. And or was it Rebirth? No, it was Rebirth. Took forever to come out, and ultimately he got kicked off it because it was taking too long, you know? So,
yeah. But no, I definitely like it. It's just one of those people say that's my Superman, you know. It's just nice seeing what we know Byrne is going to do and take with this character. I mean, we see Byrne take this from beginning to end with run of Superman.
Yeah, because then from this point on, he's on the Superman title for, gosh, another 5 or 6 years. And it's...
Yeah.
Or if not longer, I honestly can't remember. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. Like, I've got a lot. I've got all of these in single issue. I've got a good portion of his Superman run in single issue. I bought them off my older brother. He was selling a bunch of his comics a couple years back. And yeah, it's, I would like to get all of them, but I got to see what I actually have and don't have. So Ron, what'd you think? First time reading it.
You know, I liked it. Like I said, the origin for me was a little weird because I'm used to like the one from the Superman movies with Christopher Reeve, which is what I always think of when I think of Superman,
which is fair.
And the bouncing around was also a little odd as far as timeline goes.
Well, and I mean, if anybody knows me, I'm a stickler for continuity. So figuring out that time frame was big for me, which is why I kept bringing it up in the preceding issues or episodes. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. This one, it works to a
point. Yeah, I would have just liked to have, you know, like had, you know, stories about like what was in between everything that was going on.
And which is why I said earlier, like, I wish it would have been like 5 months versus the 10 years that we apparently
had. Because it, I mean, don't get me wrong, we established that Superman as, you know, this legendary hero and stuff, but we don't get, you know, the character growth that, I don't know, it's kind of pleasant to have with any fictional character.
Again, miniseries, not, and, you know, I'm not trying to justify your opinion on this, but like I would say, because of the miniseries, going into a brand, because right after this starts Superman 1, they rebooted it, and you build on that character arc and you build on the character in the other preceding issues. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I still liked it. It was still a fun read, and you know, it's not the Flash, so
we're gonna be getting better Flash stories, okay? We're getting Wally West here coming up soon. Wally West, well, the good Wally West Flash. Anyway, Chris, would you care to pimp out your podcast, please?
Sure. I mean, I could say no. That could just
that's fine. End I the can, show right I can there. Put it in.
No, you're good. No, my thank you both for having me on again. I always have a great time with y'all, so thank you for that. Yes, my show is World's Finest True Believers. You can follow me on Twitter at Chris Balga and the show on Twitter at Finest Believers. And, you know, but by the time this comes out, you know, maybe a few more episodes. I won't even plug an episode at that point, but yeah, check it out. You know, we'll probably be almost 25 plus episodes deep by this, that point. Okay.
I will plug the episode that just came out with, Brent. You guys talk about Invincible. Mm-hmm. Man, I love Invincible. I've read the whole series. I love the whole series. That was actually, it was a good episode. You guys did a good episode on that. Good coverage.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So yeah, I think that brings us to an end, unless you guys have anything else to say.
I mean, we could get back to our topic of
and Superman. We're going to go ahead and stop it right here, and we'll talk to you guys next time.
Adios, peoples.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to hear more of Chris, please check out the World's Finest True Believers podcast on all major podcasting apps. You can also find him on Twitter at Finest Believers. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with a brand new story arc.